This is obscure. Your map. Maybe we
You
can
you're a
get a little.
abomination.
My design and the map's being created by Larky, so I'd mention that as well. Thank you. So shout out to him.
So if it's a boring match, we can blame you, is it?
It is indeed. In fact, you can indeed blame me if it is a boring match. I'm hoping it won't be with the new flank routes, as it were. You know, some variations I've added on the left-hand side of CP2 going to CP3 and CP1. CP1 seems to be the most interesting one, I must admit.
Nice little point to make out. The IDK did beat your team yesterday on this. 5-3.
Indeed they did. Obviously, people thinking that we would automatically win just because, obviously, it's my design. But unfortunately, it is called Team Fortress. Team in TCM don't know it very well. And I don't call the strats. So it's not
so you're blaming the rest of your team?
Nope. Blaming me as well. I didn't have a good game either, to be fair. So it wasn't anyone in particular. But obviously, just because I know the map doesn't mean we automatically win.
Yeah, of course.
Agron wants to get things started. Look,
if I'm a Dignitas, they will be pissed. Angry, sorry. Excuse my language. We'll be angry and
such a professional, right? Such a professional.
They've paused. I believe they've paused.
No, it's just...
we're live.
We're live. Sorry, I believe we're live.
Well, the second match of the week 5 game between IDK and Dignitas is getting underway. On Byte's CP Obscure RC2.
I see Demoman reaching the same time there.
And Solly's going left here.
We're putting pressure on Extremer. Extremer doing the right thing here, which is to utilize that pillar so he can't get touched. Someone has to go aggro on him. Aggron going down here. Keep doing his job. Dignitas are going to have to go aggressive here. Surely Darn will be going down here very easily.
F2's very weak. F2 down.
Well played to Dignitas, though. Taking down 4 players without a medic.
Okay, probably they can't hear us, by the way. Cast's down, apparently.
Wait a minute. Hello, you must be able to hear us now. Hello.
Yes, we're live.
Apologies about that.
Sorry.
Apologies about that. We're just saying Dignitas, they're losing their medic very early. So Aggron taking one for the team, because Dignitas won that point convincingly. With 3 players still alive. Rebelli dropping out, might go down here. Well played to Extremer.
That's the typical sort of Dignitas approach, though, isn't it? Aggron goes down, let's all go aggressive, see what we can get. And usually their DM skills come on top, don't they?
Just shows you how talented they are individually, really. Oh dear, keep going aggressive on the medic from the flanking area, which
Touché.
Seems to have come to effect. Well played to Cube, he's done it again. Obviously, IDK have a massive and uber advantage now. Dignitas not watching the flanking right route there. Now Rib is watching it. However, I don't know where he's put his stickies. He's standing there. I don't know where he's put his stickies, do you?
Extreme? Rib, sorry.
Oh, Rib.
He's putting them up now,
Rib.
I don't know. I think
I don't
he
know
was...
what he was doing, AFK maybe?
Maybe. He only puts up 2 stickies, maybe just a little deterrent, stopping the scouts, I think.
Indeed.
I do like the addition of that right flanking, by the way. It is
a new addition to try and put,
here they come.
Give the attackers a chance.
There you go, right there.
Through the right flank.
Let's push them
right
back.
Through and push them
Rib's
straight
back.
Back.
Here. Obviously, IDK have used their Uber, so Dignitas will and should push back in here when they've got it.
With crits.
Is it crits? I haven't checked.
Aggron's gone crits.
Was that a wise move?
We'll see.
Springer is on STV.
Springer needs to take something down here. Aggron going
down
straight away.
He's chasing the Solly that went flying.
Dignitas 3 down. However, Rib taking down 3 is... IDK are 3 down. Rib taking down Y. There is a back cap going on, though.
Happy's
2 scouts. 2 scouts on second. Rib should be going down here. Rib should be going down here. He is down. Appy taking down JH, though. Extremer and Shintas should have the point. However, it's not lost. It should be almost Uber for Uber. And then we hear JH with an in-game comm. We see no real advantage here. Obviously, Aggron has wisely switched back to Uber. He should have really stuck with Uber on CP2. Bibbon being smart here. Gone heavy. standing top left as you're facing Catapult 1. Because obviously he's above, you know, the majority of players when they start pushing. And it'll be very hard to kill him because he can just run back out, run back into the spawn and get some health.
We do have 450 spectators, so...
My god, I wonder how much we have on Mumble.
Just hello, everyone.
I'm just going to take a quick look. We have well over 150, I believe. Or we've had well over...
No, IDK are inching their way towards the last point.
There we go. IDK have pushed. Right now. IDK have Ubered. They're pushing now. Bib needs to stay alive here. He is staying alive very well. Aggron's Ubered. However, he's been disconnected from the soldier. I wonder if Appy knows this. He does now. He's being Ubered. Demo down. Dignitas have lost two, but Demo is down. Even though Dignitas have lost two, obviously without Extrema being, you know, the heart of IDK personally, they can't really push here.
There's a very popular route to push on this map, is that upper entrance, yeah.
Well,
it's always a big thing to have height advantage on.
If you'd like the lowdown of the best way to push, the best way to push is actually push left and go up top the stairs, up top of the stairs, because it's the only way that they can't see you.
Which they're going now.
Which they're doing now. IDK are doing. The soldier very weak. Rib taking Rib doing listening to Dan's comms there, taking him down. That's two down from IDK. If I was Dignitas, I would push here. Send someone left, maybe one of the scouts, soldier and demo to push top.
You do have stickies and... up top to stop the push.
Things a bit late now, isn't it, to push. Rebelli's looking on the left-hand side here.
Any money, though. I bet you any money. If this was Granary or Badlands, if there was two down, if IDK had lost two down, pushing CP1, Dignitas would have pushed. Do you not think? So what's the difference between them pushing here and then? They had the same amount of players.
Dignitas are a very confident team.
See, IDK pushing...
They are trying different routes.
He's going to go for the medic pick, I think.
Demo weak.
Wow.
It's a soldier down for a soldier. That's two down. Surely Dignitas should be pushing here. Demo putting a lot of pressure. Extrema putting a lot of pressure on Appy. Dignitas have reclaimed the lobby now.
They're doing a very slow repush. Even though. No, Cube's gone spy.
Two spies. Wow, we see two spies. Do you think that... I believe they'll be going for the times 2 cap, not for the times 2 kill. Could be a guess, though. Could be a guess.
Bib's got the back covered, though, so...
That's one scout and one soldier, both changed to spies.
If one of the heavies goes down on IDK, Dignitas have to push here.
I think they're feeling it's pretty hard to push in this last point. They're going for the little spy run.
Is Aggron going to fail again? We see a back cap happening.
Oh,
there's another spy on Aggron! That's two spies. Surely Dignitas now have to push. Surely they have to push here. Anyone in their right mind would push here. They're pushing now. Obviously they've lost a soldier and a scout. Demo's above on balcony. Demo's been spotted. IDK have Ubered. Dignitas have Ubered. Now IDK have Ubered. Two of IDK have spawned. You should see Rib. If you see Rib on the far left here, trying to put some pressure. Dan has gone down though.
JH on Rib.
Rib might be going down here. Rib's down. IDK might be pushing here now. That's three down for Dignitas. Should be four down, surely, unless Dignitas managed... Well played to Rebelli. Rebelli taking down two players.
This could be it.
This could be it. It is it.
That was a good push.
Well played.
So I think this last point is very similar to how Fastlane plays, where you're pushing from an inside closed area into a long... wide outside area, which is quite hard to attack sometimes, especially if there's a lot of the other team up. So what you usually have to do is, when they push into you, you have to get enough of their players down to be able to push out.
Here we see Rib early, putting pressure on Rib. Rib really hurting extremely. He's on half health. Rib's on at least three quarters. Dignitas going aggressive. Here we see, is that Darn? It's Darn. Take it down, Extrema. Go for the medic. Medic's tagged.
Meanwhile.
Medic, something on Aggron here. That's three down for Dignitas, two down for IDK. If IDK play it right here, they should win this point. Here we see...
It's a nice bit of height advantage.
JH behind the medic.
Appy might be going down here. Appy down, mate. Aggron down. Well played to IDK.
Again, some really good play by the IDK scouts. Working well, very well together, considering.
Especially against these two as well. Dignitas' scouts.
Turbin, arguably one of the best scouts in the world. And Rebelli, no slouch himself.
Obviously, I'd have to agree personally. I think he is, with his comms, it's just a lethal weapon, really. IDK pushing here.
A huge and rightly advantage so, to
him. Obviously, yeah, they should get this for free. Rib has to stay alive here, really.
Aggron's been tanked.
Aggron very weak. They've Ubered. He's picking up the small health pack right now. Aggron only 50%, but he will
Dignitas.
Get it before.
None of Dignitas going down yet. Well played for them getting out. Something's still chasing Aggron. Well played to Appy there, taking down JH. Obviously, Dignitas have a massive Uber advantage, about 50% here. They should really push with this.
Yeah, no, and Dignitas, they definitely
They're
will
going
push it back
out.
They have to, side. They have to. They have to, personally.
Side, look.
Nice, the soldiers need to stay alive. Oh, what a shot by
wow,
Extremer,
very,
taking
very
down Zahn. They need to start capping, though.
They're
they need
back.
To start capping.
F2's very weak. I don't know if he can go back in
nah,
there.
Nah, the soldier's not going to be able to... Appy might be going down here.
Aggron Rib are holding in the lobby.
Rib pushing now, even though two players are down. Rib going down. What are Dignitas doing? Silly play there. Even though Dignitas had the advantage, Aggron was correct there not to Uber. Would have been a waste.
Lack of experience, I think, mate.
I highly doubt it.
Obscure.
They've Uber for Uber. Uber for Uber. Two scouts on last, though. Two scouts on last. Two. Ah, they're going down. That's three down for IDK. Surely Dignitas have six up here. Six. That's three down for IDK. Surely Dignitas must push here. Surely. What are they doing? Are they going to hurry up?
Are they scared of the map, you think? Not
maybe
fully, you know.
I don't think they know it personally. No. Here we see them pushing. They need to take down the scout. They have. They need to. That role play. They've taken out Extremer. Extremer's had to drop back in the house. And Dignitas have finally got it back. They had at least three chances.
Cube's gone heavy. For the mid. This is quite a nice move.
I have a feeling Dignitas are just trying to get by on deathmatch talent alone. And they don't really have any tactics for this.
It's usually what happens. Demo's on the right. They haven't seen him. Demo's behind in the house. They haven't seen him yet.
Extremer's long gone.
Should we be going to second? Or is he sticking it? No, he's sticky. Nice. He's going down.
There he is.
Dan has gone down to Extremer's stickies. Surely Extremer here is...
Could get the medic here as well.
He should be going down. He's gone down. Bibbon's doing his job. He needs to stay with Aggron. Bibbon not realising. Bibbon, where
Five
is Bibbon gone? He's
going
to take down the heavy, surely. Now, oh, yeah.
Oh, my days.
My days. Well played to Bibbon. What a
and
beast.
Still
and a half.
He just died now.
Jesus. Well played to Bibbon, then.
That was some very stealthy-esque play right there, if I don't say so myself.
That was indeed. IDK of Uber, though. I still think Dignitas will hold this Dignitas will hold this if Dignitas can go up top. Rib doing the jump.
On it.
Oh,
got knocked off
2-0.
I saw Shintas just run into that last point and he just stood right in front of the soldier and the soldier just, I think he panicked. He just couldn't do anything about it.
It is. I believe it's just inexperience and the fact that they don't know the map as well. It is, though. They don't know the map.
Yeah, they haven't learned it.
They've had so many chances to push. IDK, if you look at IDK's pushes, they know when to push at the moment. Dignitas don't. Rib using the pillar area now, wisely.
Yeah.
Obviously, because he can't get shot easily.
Aggron.
Aggron not seeing the stickies right in front of him. Oh dear. Extremer taking down Dan as well, doing really well. That's three down for Dignitas.
Extremer's laying
with
the
air
shot as well.
I think Dignitas have... Go on, Dan, sorry.
Sorry, now go.
I think Dignitas need to try and take some experience from other maps and bring them into this one. I think that's the only way they're going to win because they do not know the map very well. Like, they're going to have to try and compare this map to other maps, which is it's never a good thing to do, but, I mean, it's the only way they're going to do well, I think.
Dignitas are going to have to come up with something here. They really have got to come up with something. Medic's going down, actually.
He's Ubered. F2 is Ubered.
There's a good force
down,
of Uber, I think.
Down. Obviously, Dignitas... Rib's still pushing. Rib needs to stay alive here. Dignitas sticking well. Well played. As you can see, look, if you look how they've structured themselves, they were all together then. Rebelli, Bibbon, obviously Aggron, along with Appy, and they were all stuck together getting heals. Hence, the force was just too much for IDK, having to drop back all the way to 3. If Dignitas get around here, the next, say, 10 minutes, or, you know, in the next 5 minutes, it would be very good. Obviously, Rib needs to stay alive. It's critical he stays alive. He's gone behind on the right there to flank,
maybe. He's
fallen
back to mid.
Obviously, it's a double bluff by Rib. He's taking down Extrema. Extrema should be going down. Extrema's down. Very well played by Rib there.
There's a backup going on.
Oh, dear. They haven't seen two scouts here. There should be a backup. Rebelli can't take both of them down. Oh, well, what a save by Darn. There's a scout on last.
Oh, wait.
There's three. IDK. Not realizing. There's a scout. That was a silly move by Shintas showing himself. Even though Dignitas knew he was there, no need to show. Obviously, Dignitas are going to push here because it's one versus one here. You see, Darn versus Shintas. Shintas maybe dropping back. Shintas dropping back. Gone to help IDK. That's rightly so as well.
He's gone back in for some reason.
No, of course, because Dignitas lost Rib and Appy, so he's gone to help and maybe push again to second. We see a soldier on the left, maybe going down here. Darn going for the wrong player. Should have gone for the soldier. Aggron should be going down here.
Aggron and Bibbon very weak.
Medic down.
That's five down there.
Dignitas playing it incorrectly.
Wow.
And Appy getting destroyed.
It's another round in the bag for IDK.
Might be. They should spawn. Two should spawn in time. And they have. Scout should be going down, surely. Yep, it's over. 3-0. Wow. 15 minutes gone, 3-0.
Who'd have pulled this, eh?
Nice little clever play by Shintas in that round there. When they were doing the back cap, they noticed that Darn and Rebelli came back. So Shintas just went into their base and hung around a little bit. I would have personally stayed in there for a little bit longer and not shown myself, played a little bit of mind games, because it forces Dignitas to stay back and have to deal with him. And then the rest of their team can the rest of IDK could have regrouped and pushed right onto him.
Just shows that you can flank. As you see, two scouts got behind. Dignitas didn't figure it out. Extrema going down, though.
Wow. Aggron just got bounced all across that mid-map.
Dignitas won't care about that. They need to destroy and annihilate, as it were. As you can see, they've just taken five down. They've got to push here. What is Darn doing? Or Appy? He's pushing now. Well played. Surely, Medic should be going... He's going down. He's going
Medic's
down.
30 health.
He's trapped in... He's going down. Should be going... Oh, wow. F2 getting Darn and Bibbon. Wow. And why would the comical in-game come... Well played to F2. Obviously, Aggron has an advantage, no?
Yes, he's just got up now.
Needles, bro, indeed.
All of 15%, maybe, if that, 10%.
Yeah, it's not going to be...
That SG won't be very useful if Dignitas pushed from bottom. Or from top, in fact. I don't think that's a good position, personally. The best position for me would be where the medic is standing, just underneath him, behind the fence.
It's going to be interesting to see how IDK deal with this, because we've already seen Dignitas fail at trying to push out. We'll see how IDK deals with it.
Dignitas need to...
That's the engineer down, sorry.
Good call. The SG is very weak. Should be going down. It's down. Well played to Darn there. Doing well. Dignitas need to take the round here with this Uber, because they haven't got enough time to win it otherwise. They can still win it, but they need to do...
Bottom left here from the attack, the way you suggested is the best way.
They need to focus on heavy. Focus on the heavy to push him back. That's Bibbon down.
F2 juggling that Uber very well.
Medic down. JH not being killed quick enough by Appy. Medic should be going down here. Nope. Why taking him down? Medic's weak, should be going down. Medic down by Rebelli, well played. Rib taking down 2-3.
Wow.
That's Rib down. No, well played to Rib, though. He did the smart move then, because Dignitas had four players down. He's just taken down three of IDK. So now IDK can't recap second.
Yeah, essentially what he did was just keep the pressure on, so IDK had no chance of pushing back out.
Dignitas should realise, I believe that, you know, they have a massive advantage. They should really push with this.
It's about 20%.
An American. Wow, Dignitas is really grabbage on this map. When you get to slate someone, mate, at least do it right, you know?
Oh, snap.
So, for those of you who just joined us, we are on the second map of Season 7, Week 5, IDK versus Dignitas. IDK did take the first map, which was Gravel Pit.
And they're pushing.
They haven't got Uber, they need to get that medic, they need to trap him. They haven't trapped him. And the SG's still up. Rip hasn't taken the SG down.
It's finally gone down.
They're
the
not going to get that. The heavy's alive. Wrong move. Dignitas not knowing what to take down first. They should have put pressure on the heavy and the obviously take the SG down.
Cool sentry, bro.
That's JH down. If IDK lose one more player, then Dignitas should push here, but just for people watching, the main focus here is the heavy. If they have no SG, assuming, is the heavy and the demo, okay? That's what they need to go for. They need to push that heavy back, so we have to go back to the cabinet and resub, and the demo needs to be Ubered. That is the main aim here.
But Dignitas are just doing it all wrong with the push. They're going straight for the heavy
cluster.
They
are indeed. Rip going down, here. That's two players down for Dignitas.
And a field rocket jump back.
They need to make... Oh, he's not even made the mover. Wow.
Extreme is just air shot all over the place.
Appy just got completely juggled then.
Welcome back to Div 1, Appy, eh?
Going aggressive on Akron. Oh, dear. Dignitas not looking good here. See if the scouts can flourish. Surely they need to... There they have. They're taking down three players.
They're saving grace.
The problem there with Appy was he's not American and he can't airstrafe, so he got hit by those spikes.
Maybe need some tips from Fragger.
Rebelli's on the left here.
Fragger, if you're listening, you need to you need to help Appy out.
Maybe you should make a blog.
A how-to guide on YouTube, maybe.
As you can hear, IDK are building a sentry.
Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, this last point is it is tricky to push into, and you can slow down the pace of the game. They are 3-0 up. There's no real reason to take any risks for IDK at the moment. It's all about Dignitas making the mistakes. And once they make such a big mistake, IDK will push out.
They've gone with Kritzkrieg, and they've Ubered. Sentry down, that's the only thing that's gone down with the Uber versus Uber here. Oh, that's two. Oh, that's one down, actually. Sorry, one down for IDK. Oh, surely Dignitas have got to push here. As you can see, Appy and pushing the right way, but it's the soldiers putting pressure on the soldier, which is the incorrect move. It should be the demo man. That's three down of Dignitas. Medic should be going down here for Dignitas in the lobby area. Rib as well. Nope. Scouts got boosted. Ah, well played by Bibbon there, taking down JH.
Run time's nearly up here as well.
Indeed. So. Well, Dignitas have failed to push and utilize on their Uber advantages twice, I believe, out of the five pushes. This is the beauty of the map, I believe. It punishes the people. It does. It punishes the people for failing their Ubers, not knowing how to push with the combo. Less errors need to be done.
You got to remember as well, though, IDK have won on this map.
Wow, Rib taking down two there. Extrema and Cube. Heavies. They finally realised. Heavy, no. I don't know, actually. 8 minutes is still enough, you know.
Rib is still alive as well. And the stickies on the point.
He needs to put stickies. Rip going down. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
That was pretty painful to watch.
Good map.
Oh, darn. Good map. No safety smile or anything. Just good map.
First time for everything, Dan. Maybe you need to learn the map.
I think. So what do you think about that? This will be the first like official loss for Dignitas.
It will be.
In all their seasons.
Well, in ETF 2 it will be. Yeah. Obviously, TCM have beaten Dignitas in ESL, EMS and ESL.
That's something they're going to be happy about, surely.
One of the reasons why it did go to the end of the round time is because round times are actually shorter in this map.
Indeed, for those that haven't realised, it's 6 minutes.
Opposed to the default 10 minutes, I think it is, for all other
maps.
Yeah,
Badlands Grand.
Which Dignitas doesn't really affect the map that much.
You can get a quick roll round in...
Dignitas have crits, but I've done nothing with it at all.
They've just killed a Y, but I mean, they should push it. Dignitas can still get three... Maybe go for a draw here, because you can actually get a quick roll round every minute. But obviously, I can't see IDK doing that. Let's just see how Dignitas play here.
I think that's the reason why they have stuck with crits. They're going to try and get the quick
They're pushing
quick
already.
Rounds.
They're pushing already. They need a scout, obviously. They're pushing on the right... They're pushing on the right on second. Oh, how do you get it? I don't think they know.
That's smart play.
They need to stay alive. The scouts need to stay alive. That's two of Dignitas down there.
Oh, Boobin getting dominated left, right, and centre.
Smart.
Scout on Aggron. Aggron should be going down here. He's down. Really slack play here. Really slack play from the soldiers. Not realising that scout came from the right-hand side entrance. IDK knowing the map. It's quite obvious. IDK know the map really, really well here compared to Dignitas, who've not played it at all.
Yeah, Dignitas' lack of practice is really becoming apparent in their last few games. Especially this one.
I did say to you, obviously, you said it was not an excuse, but I mean, you know, especially for a new map, it is really, in the fact that if they haven't practiced it, then obviously they aren't going to succeed as much. It's not an excuse for them losing, though, because they really should have put the time in.
Yeah, definitely.
IDK have just annihilated Dignitas.
I mean, when you have the biggest MGO in the European TF2, you should really be putting the practice in and not losing games.
I agree. Completely agree.
Not taking anything away from IDK at all. They're playing very well, but...
We've taken down two players, though. Well played. Taking down... That's six down for Dignitas.
Wow.
Rib did very well there. F2 has four dominated, having an excellent game.
Aggron's called GG on it as well.
Oh.
Saw a loss, maybe?
Indeed.
They didn't want the 5-0 whitewash.
Rage. We shall wait for the...
This is going to be an interesting interview.
We shall wait for the... We shall wait for the abuse in TF2.Europe. IDK.
Quieting his calls in-game.
IDK still pushing, and rightly so, going for the 5-0 whitewash.
Wow, that must be a first in the Dignitas vent or mumble.
It is indeed. How embarrassing for
they're
Dignitas
going for 5-0.
They are, of course, rightly so. Would you blame them? I don't blame them.
No, definitely not.
Disrespect there from Dignitas.
Very well played
leaving
by IDK, to be fair.
Leaving the match early.
Dignitas. Please, everyone, stick around. We're going to try and get people from Dignitas or IDK onto Mumble. But they are both...
I don't think Dignitas will probably want an interview.
Well, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what we can do.
I'm a bit speechless, actually. I'd have thought that was a Dignitas match in the bag, but oh wow. A shout-out to the Rage Quit there.
A few shout-outs while you go and get the interviewees. Sorry, the people you're going to interview. I shall say a few. Shout-out to Haunter for slating Bite. Well done, Haunter, for being Portuguese. Shout-out to Rage Quit from Flashy.
I'm going to start spamming the channels.
Shout out to Oggy, the Nuts Boy, the legend, the only Nuts Boy I know.
I don't think we should take that away from IDK, though. They played actually really well on both maps.
Well, it's quite obvious on Obscure they knew the map much better than Dignitas, despite Dignitas obviously complaining about the map design. If IDK could manage, then obviously others can as well. Gravel Pit was much closer, though. I really did think Dignitas were going to draw on that, especially on the second round. Had a good 5 minutes to cap C.
Apparently we can't hear it, that people can't hear.
Can't hear us? Oh, they can hear us.
Hello, people?
Hello!
Oh, they can hear us.
Okay, Aggron, apparently he's on.
Aggron?
Someone said he was on.
I believe so. Let me just...
Aggron is coming on in a second.
This should be interesting.
I have to ask him about I-39 over the weekend.
Aggron is here.
Cool. Let's just see
if Ari's around, he can...
I can unmute him. It's not a problem. I'm just trying to see if Aggron is
there.
Aggron
are both on here.
Okay, let's...
Can we get anyone from IDK as well?
Yeah, see if you can get someone from IDK while I just...
Shint has actually said he's coming on. I think.
Get F2 on, be silent as ever.
Just going to speak to them now, IDK lads.
See if I can... There's Aggron, yep.
Mumble's not working, Aggron. Apparently. What? Hello, Aggron?
Or people can't hear us.
Can they not hear us? You sure?
Oh, no, people can. They can. People can. Someone said they can.
Aggron is unmuted, I believe. Aggron, are you there?
He needs to be moved into the caster channel, I think.
No. He should be able to speak.
No, but we can't hear him, I don't think.
I'll move you. I'll start up there. I'll move you in. Hello, Aggron. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, Aggron.
Hello.
Hi.
Let me just try and unmute Dan, if he's on here, because someone said he is.
He's too sleepy, man.
Is he too sleepy, Aggron, yeah?
Yeah, man. Too sleepy.
Unmute Dan as well.
I'm using him now. Hello, Darn.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you managed to get any IDK, Swally?
Extremer's asking for the details now. I'm just giving them
the Okay, show. Sweet. Okay. First of all, unlucky on gravel pit.
Yeah, unlucky.
Unlucky.
Oh, so unlucky.
Well, we thought we were going to draw, especially on the second round.
Yeah, but then JH used his aimbot.
Yeah.
Actually, we gave up in the first defense where Aggron got backstabbed.
Yeah,
well, after that, it was game over.
Muted. He didn't speak anymore.
It was sadness.
Game over.
I see. Is that how you play it? Is if Aggron gets backstabbed, you mute yourself down? Is that
how
it works?
Yes, instantly.
I see. Is that out of TF2 disrespect or respect?
I don't know.
I must admit, it was a nice kill from Shintaz, obviously. He got you the
two
first
time. Nice kills.
You played well, though, in the second round, I thought, personally, with a time of 7 minutes 47. You had 5 minutes to capture C.
Yeah.
What was the main thing? Obviously, JH was having a beast of a game, but surely, you had 5 minutes, and you had a couple of times uber advantage.
Yeah, well, the problem usually was that we tried to get the crits advantage, but they always got the Aggron when we made them uber. So
No.
We just spent time there. Yeah, too sleep. That's a good one. We were just too sleep.
I see.
Boy, what has Aggron been doing that has made him sleepy?
I was working on my bachelor's today. It is finished now. Like whole day studying hard.
Is that one of the reasons why you guys haven't been practicing as much as usual, or?
No.
What are the reasons?
No, the reason is that Aggron has a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's you.
I see.
Oppa's been working for a month now. This was his first game in a while.
I see. Okay.
No, we were gonna use Hawks and Wallon as scouts, but Mercs, but IDK refused.
Yeah.
I see. IDK with a sportsmanship award then.
Yeah. Wallon is too good to play.
See. Tell me about Obscure, besides the obvious abuse that's going to come out of your mouth. It was obvious that you didn't know the map as well as IDK when you pushed.
I think this was our third game on Obscure, yeah.
Okay,
so we knew the map, the layout of it. That's pretty much all.
Yeah, but like Darn is trying to tell Rip to do something, and Rip's like, what place?
Right, okay. Oh, well, it was apparent to us that you didn't know, obviously you didn't know the map, because we know for a fact that if Dignitas, knew the map inside out, you would, win, because obviously you have the talent.
Nah, well, we lost Gravel Pit, and we know that map pretty well.
So. I know, yeah. But I didn't mention...
I think I just played very well, and we were kind of failed.
Indeed, but the difference is, though, to be fair, not to take anything away from IDK, IDK have played a lot more than Dignitas have. Terms of PCW's unofficials, to be fair to you. It's not an excuse, obviously, or to take away the credit from IDK, but obviously it does affect how you play, because we saw a couple of times the soldiers doing things that they wouldn't normally do, Darn and Appy. We know how that when they play on form, they're usually, 101% solid. So, this time they were about 85, 90. There were some things they were just missing.
Yeah, we were missing shitloads of important shots, and, I think Extremer hit pretty much every pipe he threw, so it Kind of made it a bit harder to
push Oli. Yeah, I made a glory jump at gravel pit on the platform. Fuck, I almost threw my monitor out the window.
Quality, what a quality line. That's on the
rock and roll.
If you guys could call a man of the match for both maps, who would they be?
JH.
Okay, and Don?
Definitely Akron.
Okay, thanks. Okay, man of the match from IDK then. Who would you think, who would be man of the match for you, Dan?
It's a tough one.
JH and Extremer both played pretty well. All of them played.
I must admit, Extremer did make it very difficult. Like you said, he kept on getting every air shot. And it hurt you, Dan, when you were trying to go aggressive and go for the medic. Yeah. He just got an air shot. I saw you because you were gonna the next shot you would have got, but obviously you were just too weak because you got an air shot on you. So
yeah.
So come on, then. We need an MVP from you. We've got JH from Agron. Who is your MVP?
Come on.
Let's say JH.
Okay. Because
of the Finnish blood.
I see.
Or is he a Yank? I think he's a Yank. Though.
I think he's Finnish, but lives in a Yank world and just watches Yank series.
Finn American.
I've been told that some of IDK are in, so I'm going to unmute Mr. Y. Why?
I don't want to listen to this shit. So goodbye.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Agron, and well played.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan, as well. Why are you there?
Yo.
Thank you, Extremer. Extremer, can you please get rid of the music, despite the fact that you are the champions for now? We are going to try and unmute you. Right. Hello, Extremer. Are you there? Extremer.
He's probably basking in his own glory, isn't he?
let me unmute Y then. Y, are you there?
Hello, I'm not calling back. He'll answer you.
Hello, Mr. Y. On a serious note here, guys, so we've got over 180 odd, I think, listening, so let's just try and keep it on a serious note.
And the rest.
So, first of all, Extreme and Y, congrats to both of you and obviously IDK. You've just beaten Dignitas in their first ever... Well, Dignitas have never lost in ETF2 World Official. They've only either drawn or won. So, well done on new records.
Yeah, we're awesome. All in the day's work.
All in the day's work, indeed. First of all, let's talk about Gravel Pit. Obviously, the first round was quite conclusive in the fact that you annihilated Dignitas with 3 minutes to spare. What was the main thing for you that won the first round? I'm interested to hear, you know, to understand what you think won it. Extremer?
I'm sorry I wasn't listening.
That's great. I was saying, what was the main thing that made you win the first round on Gravel Pit, do you think? Was it Shintaz's kill on Agron? Or was it the...
Yeah, probably. He's a 6-by.
Why? Do you agree? Or was it the fact that your team... Was it the fact that your team was pushing all as a unit and, you know...
Killed? Yeah, pushes are working all right. But scouts, and especially that fucking spy.
Indeed.
Definitely pushed that point.
Shintaz buying you, obviously, you know, an Uber, so taking down Shintaz very well. Second round was a bit closer. Very close, in fact. Not a bit close. I thought, personally, Shintaz were going to take it with the 5 minutes left to capture C.
But... JH saved us.
Okay.
JH.
Well, Swali, you know, believes he was man of the match for...
Yeah, he definitely was.
Well, he was for that round, personally, I believe. He had 20 kills for that round, which is an insane amount of kills.
Yeah.
And next best was 13 with Rib, so he did very, very well. We were torn between MVP for Gravel Pit. I said it was to Shintaz because I think he bought you a lot of time by taking down two Ubers. He took down, obviously, an Uber on C as well. Don't forget that. And that's when you won it. Quicker. So it was pretty close between JH That's for man of the match there. So well played on Gravel Pit, I must admit.
Yeah, man, Shintad had some absolute balls of steel and heavy on that second shot.
Indeed, he did. Interesting enough, he played with Natasha, not the other gun. Was he slowing players down?
It's much, much better when you adjust it.
No, I agree. Obviously, it does less damage, but the difference is, though, people can't move as quick and can't get out. So obviously, your team, initially... Yeah, exactly.
Focus fire
and take stuff down.
That's how Extrema gets all his pipes, because everyone's standing still.
I see. I must admit, Extrema, you had an awesome game with your pipes. You were hitting a lot of air shots, especially on Appy and Dan.
They can't airstrafe the European.
I did mention that earlier on.
Yeah, Swally did mention that, so well done to you, Swally. Pat on the back. Let's move on to Obscure. Obviously, you played TCM on Obscure yesterday and beat them 5-3. So it's quite obvious you know how to play the map to a good level. And it was quite obvious in this game, once again, Dignitas had no clue of how to play it. Obviously, they know the layout, but they didn't know how to attack or defend and in what numbers compared to IDK.
Be honest, we didn't practice it a lot. We just played you. With PCW, where you raped us and we just stole your tactics.
I see.
Yeah, we didn't really have any decent tactics until we tried one yesterday against you, and well, we just sticking to it. It seems to be working, so.
I suppose that's why he's probably pretty close to me now, you know, always telling me about Obscure updates, you know, wanting to know what's the deal and how to push and stress.
What do you guys think of the map overall anyway?
Definitely need more boxes and ambulances.
But you don't like the Extrema?
No, I like it.
It sucks.
Why, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. I just hate playing it.
Fair enough excuse.
But did you enjoy beating Dignitas 5-0?
It was fun. Still, the map sucks.
And the rage quit as well.
You made them rage quit. You made them rage quit.
Well, that happens.
It does indeed. It does indeed happen in this sport. But let's just talk about the map, because it was quite obvious here that that Dignitas did not know the map, and IDK knew it better than Dignitas, even though if you haven't practiced. You say you haven't practiced, but you must have practiced more than Dignitas had, because they were all over the place in terms of pushing, defending, flanks. I mean, Cube managed to get aggro on so many times by just flanking with the new flank routes. Dignitas didn't have a clue, so obviously they hadn't, you know, studied the map. What would you say? Would you say that was the main reason why you won it, or was it just?
Then we just outgamed them.
Well, deathmatch wise as well, skill wise.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I would say this. I would agree with that personally on Obscure anyway. Even though Bibbon had an okay game, Rib did not have a good game. He doesn't know the map. Apparently, Dan was telling him what to do in certain situations, which obviously
it's not really an excuse, to be honest.
No, of course, of course, this is not an excuse. Obviously, we're not taking anything
just
away.
Just making
from
an observation.
We're just trying to tell you why, yeah. You know, as to why they were struggling. So Dignitas not really doing their homework. So we need to send them into the corner. Why? With no milk.
He's mentor them, I think. On Obscure.
Yeah, TF2 mentor, guys, if you want to, you know, if you want mentoring. No, but there's not really much I can say about Obscure in terms of how you play, because the contrast was so different in the fact that you knew the map and you knew how to push and defend, and Dignitas didn't.
He mostly defended.
Indeed, so they
right
had
to
one,
the end.
They had one push, obviously, towards your last, but then they couldn't even cap that. They had 5 attempts and obviously stalemate.
Yeah, it's sort of pushing and pulling at the right time.
Well,
on that map,
unfortunately, they didn't realize, because they haven't studied the map. Like I said, obviously the left, going left side, and then going up top the stairs. You know, to go on the catwalk, as it were, is the best place to attack, because obviously you can push in without having to use Yoruba and force and maybe kill something. But the Dignitas weren't using that route at all. They were using the top right route, the main and the bottom right, which is the wrong move. So it's just a note to all those players who are going to be playing Obscure, how to attack last, with the heavy combo, as it were.
Got a few bash questions sucks. From IRC.
Sorry?
Got a few questions sucks. From IRC. Extrema. Imperium on IRC says, what the hell? Or how the hell, sorry. I think he's referring to your pipes. Care to go with
aimbot.
That? Aimbot.
It's aimbot.
Would you like to name the aimbot?
2D radar. It's gotta be 2D radar, surely, man.
They're gonna catch me if I name it.
You'll drop us all in an extreme, I don't say anything.
And don't worry, why no one's accusing you of aimbotting, mate. No, they were very interesting matches to watch, guys. Gravel Pit more so than Obscure, and Obscure was a bit of a roll.
Which was not expected, I must admit.
Yes, indeed. So, very well played, Batman,
well played
and
to...
Rocketman.
Very well played to IDK. All of you played very well. And F2, I believe, just to have to mention is, I think he had, at one stage, 4 dominated as medic on Obscure.
Yeah, he just doesn't die. He
had a very good game, for those that didn't notice. So, shout out from me, really, to F2 having a good game on Obscure.
He's a gamer.
Gamer. Well played to JH on Gravel Pit. He clearly won you the second round, personally. And Shintaz did his part very well, being a public hero that he is. So, thank you for joining us, Mr. Y and Mr. Extrema.
Yeah, no problem.
Well done again. That makes you, I believe, top of the league with 24 points. Obviously, you've played a game in hand, but makes you puts you 2 points ahead of TCM, and now
screenshot it.
And now 5 points ahead of Dignitas. Dignitas must probably go all out here against TCM to try and catch you guys.
Are you gonna cast that game as well, mate?
Well, against TCM, yeah. Mm-hmm. I should let Kirchy play demo. He was an awesome demo. Cough.
I've got quick shout out to Oggy as well, by the way. He's off on his travels tomorrow, so you probably won't see him online for a while.
Oggy's a genius. So nuts boy. Oggy.
Have
nuts
fun,
boy.
Oggy.
Don't die.
Nice sentimentals. Anyway, guys, we'll cut it now. It's been 15 minutes. Thank you for joining us. We had, I believe, let me just check the stats. It's been told. Wait a minute. Ari did put it in here. I'm just trying to see where it is. 250 listeners and 600 specs.
Wow. That's a record, surely.
Thank you very much, everyone.
I believe it's a record for a league ETF2L game. So, yes, it is. And it's a record for listeners as well. So my thanks for all of you joining at such short notice as well, because it was only decided at the last minute, really. Well, the last hour, as it were. We hope we gave you some insight of Gravel Pit as to how the the top teams play, how they play on new maps. Obviously, IDK, how they play on new maps. And Dignitas have gone to do their homework. I've just given Dan a pencil, Appy a rubber.
Sad pun.
No, a rubber.
Sexual innuendos.
Innuendos.
In your innuendos, Wally.
Apologies for Swally's moment there. Shout out to Ecliptic Clan and Morzel as well from me.
Thank you very much for listening. And
thank you very much for listening, guys.
Bye.
Thank you to Anderson and Swally joining me today.
Thank you, bye.
Yeah, cheers for the cast and that bite, man. You're doing great shit for the community, man.
No worries, man. Hopefully,
and cheers the game.
I'm hoping it helps. Team below should do so. Well played, guys. I'm really happy for IDK, and I'll be speaking to Slick later on.
All right, cheers, man. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.